Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve, and Ted. Good morning, Steve McIntosh at 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning. 59 degrees, KNSS breaking news. One person is dead after a shooting this morning in the 500 block of North Edwards on Wichita's west side. Shooting reported around 3:20. The man suffered a head wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No further details available at this time. Tropical storm Beta is hitting the Gulf Coast. Meteorologist Rich Otto says areas in the middle of the Texas Gulf Coast face the biggest impact.
Tropical storm force winds will certainly be will certainly be in the forecast for those areas. And then in terms of rainfall, similarly, those same areas from the middle to upper Texas coast, where we're expecting, again, anywhere from 5 to as high as locally 15 inches of rain.
Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News recent gun violence in Wichita is alarming, with young people turning to firearms to solve disputes.
Last year, our Wichita police had over a 90% solve rate for homicides, which is nearly unheard of. I think Chicago is like a 20%. So we're actually really good at finding people who kill other people and putting them behind bars. But in addition to that, we got to get out, particularly the young people, the fact that we have a lot of really great programs, a lot of really great opportunity out there.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the Mayor, the weekly feature on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. The Derby High School football team is making changes after two players tested positive for COVID-19. The school district says two players and some other students are being asked to quarantine. School is working with the health department. They have not made any decision to postpone this Friday's homecoming game. A man arrested after a seven-hour standoff with police in southeast Wichita last Tuesday was charged with 19 counts Monday. 33-year-old Patrick Newborn faces a total of 19 counts in connection to the standoff and recent sexual assaults. Newborn is due back in court next month. His bond has been set at $250,000. Boeing has received new orders for its 737 Freightliner. Textron reports reaching a new deal with union leaders.
The news has some aviation experts confident that work will be steady. Andy Arnold with Midwest Corporate Aviation tells KSN News private flights have also been increasing.
We saw a slow comeback at first. Then we saw a really busy week where everybody was catching up on flights that they haven't been able to perform.
Spirit AeroSystems says they're also starting to add additional military contracts to create more long-term stability. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The 75th United Nations General Assembly gets underway today.
This year's 75th UN General Assembly is going to be very different than in past years due to coronavirus. Unlike in past years, President Trump will not be attending in person. Instead, the president and the majority of world leaders will send pre-recorded video addresses instead of physically gathering at the UN. One or possibly two New York-based diplomats will be allowed in the General Assembly Hall, with the UN ambassador introducing their head of state. Media access will be very limited, and all side meetings are expected to happen virtually. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
A wildfire scorching its way through brush and timber from the mountains to the desert northeast of Los Angeles is threatening more than 1,000 homes. Authorities say the Bobcat Fire continues to threaten Mount Wilson northeast of Los Angeles and towns in the Antelope Valley on the other side of the San Gabriel Mountains. About 1,100 homes are under evacuation orders. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Moisture and cloud cover has pushed into south-central Kansas, and that will stick around for a while today, holding our temperature down. It all occurs when we make that official transition from summer to fall this morning. Today's high 76, cloudy and 59 tonight. Tomorrow, a gradual clearing sky with a high back in the mid-70s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy. We've got a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 59 degrees. 6:35, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Wichita Public Schools homework hotline started Monday. Students who have questions about their assignments, as well as parents who need support while helping their child at home, can call or email the hotline. There are certified teachers who can answer questions on any assignment from kindergarten through high school in English and Spanish. Hotline open Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. And you can call for help at 973-4411-4411 or email your questions to homework at usd259.net. So there's a big help. We do. I have three of my grandkids needing. They're doing the kind of the virtual thing. Well, no. I take that back. I think I have one or two grandkids. But anyway, they're doing their work at home, and they're being monitored by their parents. And you know, this is a new role for some parents, making sure the kids get the homework done. And one of the things that's been interesting about the pandemic, or interesting, challenging about it, is having everybody, you know, having these kids work from home, and, you know, mom and dad, maybe they've got a job. They've got to do something else. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's the, you know, when they had snow days, when we have snow days, we used to have them every winter. Mom and dad, what do? You got a kid, their kids are going to be there home alone. And sometimes that's not very good. I would just put it that way. So anyway, for those of you who are educating your children at home, and basically maybe you may be learning the topics as or the subject as the kids are learning as well.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck to you. Yeah, I'm not sure I could handle it. I mean, I've seen some of my grade school grandkids' math. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. I never was a math whiz anyway, but the way they're teaching it nowadays, it just, I don't get it. So I wouldn't be much help. I could help it out with, you know, with English and things like that, but I wouldn't be much help with math. It's 6:30, coming up on 6:37, Stephen, 10 in the morning, and coming up 1 hour from now, just want to let you know that Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner will be with us. We have a weekly chat with Pete, and we're going to talk with him about 7:35 this morning.
Always fun.
Always fun to talk to Mr. Meitzner.
Mm-hmm.
And also at 8:10 this morning, we'll talk with Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Congress now with a possible Supreme Court nomination hearing. Does that put coronavirus relief bill on the back burner? And all of this will be done by in 4 weeks' time? We don't know. We'll talk with Rachel Sutherland. That's coming up at 8:10 this morning with Steve and Ted of Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 6:37 now here on this Tuesday morning. And it's time for the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jad. The five area feed yards last week traded 89,000 head of cattle in the cash market. Kansas average steer price was up $1.90 at $103.11. Live cattle futures closed negative on Monday, and the feeders were mixed as they bounced off their lows late in the session. Lean hogs closed on the negative side with the largest losses in nearby contracts, and this afternoon at 2 o'clock is a monthly cold storage report. Now, we saw October live cattle 65 cents lower at 106.70 yesterday. October feeders down 17 cents at 142.25. And October lean hogs down 90 cents at 65.60. Despite Monday being the 12th straight day of the U.S. soybean sales being announced by the USDA, the soybeans, wheat, and corn futures all closed negative. The ag markets found additional pressure as all commodities were slammed lower yesterday. Nationwide, our corn harvest is 8% complete. Here in Kansas, 16%. Soybean harvest is 6% complete. In Kansas, it's 2%. Winter wheat seeding is 20% done. Kansas is at 14%. Trading overnight has been mixed and currently is higher. December KC wheat, 6.25 cents higher at 493.5. December corn now down a half a penny at 369.25. November soybeans, 2.5 cents higher at 1025. November crude oil, 48 cents higher at 40.02. December gold, $1.10 higher at $1,911.70. December S&P, 10.5 points higher at 3285.5. December dollar index, 11 cents lower at 93.57. And December Dow Jones futures, 42 points higher at 27,095. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lesser Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866 Go to Tom.
Time we got the tropical storm Beta coming up. It's now hit, made land down there in the Gulf of Mexico, and heading north. But it looks like it's going to go southeast of Kansas. I think they may be getting some showers over in parts of southeast Kansas this morning on the front end of that. You hearing anything about any rain coming our way?
Everything you said is correct. We're not going to get anything, but southeast of us, they are.
How has it happened, the southeast part of Kansas, how has that been for drought this year? I know southwest Kansas has been pretty dry out there, but what about southeast Kansas?
Well, it's interesting because last year they had almost record amount of rainfall down there. It was a mess for them last year. This year it varies. There's areas down there that are dry, and there's areas down there that are sitting in decent shape. It's a situation this year that's been on both sides.
Okay. All right, Tom. Thank you, Tom. 6:40 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here. The KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Hey, keep it here on the way. We've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, handling awkward political conversations. This should be good. Don's on the way. Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.